I'm Daxney.
And I'm Zoe.
And you're listening to
Songcast,
your local Shazam.
In each episode, we will cover history of music genres and featuring upcoming releases from emerging local artists.
From rock, hip-hop, R&B, and country, trust, we have covered you with all the bops. Now,
sit back, relax, get your beverage of choice, and let Songcast bless your ears.
Every time you come out with an album or a song, you want to feel like you're growing up a bit in what you are giving people, something they can feel. Usher.
So right now you are listening to Love Me off of Sade's latest album, South Side of Montreal, Part 2. Now Love Me is your Songcast of the day. So today's episode, we will be tapping into R&B music. But first off, welcome Sade to our virtual studio today because you're calling from all the way in Montreal. How's it going?
Yes. I'm doing great. Actually, I've been in a great vibe. I've been having a lot of feedback from my South Side of Montreal Part 2. So to be honest, right now I'm sky high. Like, I'm really enjoying whatever is going on, you know?
So what inspired the song Love Me off of the album?
You probably know the meme of this baby with her dad saying, you know, do you love me? Do you love me? So basically, my girlfriend used to always tell me that every day, even like in intervals of like 20 minutes of talking with each other. So I took that part and I wanted to like make her feel like, you know what? That's you. Whenever I think of you, that's the song that I made for you, basically.
So how did this album, South Side of Montreal Part 2, come about?
Because I'm from the Sudburn of Montreal, so we call it the South Shore. And it's more of a, it's not really the city, you know, it's like more urbain, si on pourrait dire en français, genre. It's like,
yeah,
it's
chill, comfort.
It's
like,
c'est tranquille, you know, c'est pas, it's not too, how would I say, like, volatile or like
it's very calm, it's chill,
exactly.
It's a very chill area. Let me translate, guys. What he's saying, it's very chill. So all the people who don't speak French, but it's a very chill area. It's not like when you come here to Toronto, you go downtown, you have like someone screaming in your head or whatever. It's a very calm,
exactly.
Serene. It's very serene. Mm-hmm. I understand
exactly. So I wanted to bring that vibe to like say that, hey, the South Side, we have good artists too, you know, so I wanted to put light on that. And every time I do a South Side of Montreal, I always bring one of my favorite artists onto it. Just one, like as a featuring. This one, it was my friend Riz Gatsby. He was on the song Real City to talk about like police brutality, racism, and the gun violence that's going down in downtown area in Montreal, you know?
I like that. You're getting very into the side that some artists don't want to tap into just yet, but you go ahead and you tap into that very well.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes into this question. What is the R&B scene like in Montreal?
I feel like it's really good. Like, it's just that we have this separation between French and English. It doesn't show justice to the people that do music in English, I feel. I feel like they're more focusing on people that make music in French, and they're not giving as much light to the R&B artists in English, because we have good talents, you know?
Now, what is R&B music? Well, rhythm and blues was developed by Black Americans in the 1940s, and the genre derives from gospel, but more specifically, Southern church music, and it comes from jazz, blues, a little bit of rock and roll. I'm talking about James Brown, Little Richard, and, you know, a little bit of Etta James. But in more recent years, R&B and hip-hop are slightly emerging together, which you mentioned before, too. So a good example of this is Bryson Tiller's Trap Soul or Drake's Thank Me Later. What is your top four R&B songs of all time?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
That is so hard. I want to talk out because I don't think I can answer that. I don't have favorites. switches out. For me, it switches out. I can tell you what it is for today, but tomorrow it's going to switch.
That's okay. That's fine.
I'm going to say I'm an old head, so I'm going to say Tyrese, Sweet Lady. That would be one of my favorites. Usher, Can You Help Me? And I think it was one of his first albums. Trey Songz, Panty Dropper. With You, Chris Brown.
I would say right now, my top four favorite R&B songs would be Me, Myself, and I, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
New Edition. I would do... Can you stand the rain? Iconic. I had to. It was Valentine's Day. So you know I was blasting that song. I was in my feelings. So that was a good one. Okay, Stevie Wonder, Knock Me Off My Feet. SZA, Snooze.
Mine is, I think the first thing that comes up is SWV, Week.
Ooh, Week.
Yes. And you guys know, I'll sing my heart out to Casey and JoJo. I'm like singing it in my head. All my life. Yes. So I'll do that. And then Keisha Cole, Heaven Sent. I'm gonna tickle your brain a little bit. That's a good throwback. It came up on BT.
That's a great one.
Snow Allegra, so hard with my life. Find someone like you.
Maybe. Okay.
What can we expect from you this year?
Basically, I'm going to try to be like more open to doing featuring with people, not just work with my on my own, you know, and like try to connect myself with people and try to do like shows just to get out there, you know.
Where can people find you?
Social media, you can at me at Skittles _and_Kush.
Well, your song cast of the day is Love Me by Sajay. But thank you all for hanging out with us every single week on a Friday. It's been a blast.
And for more content, keep in touch. Please do, okay?
Thank you for listening. Nah, baby, now Southside, Southside, Southside. I'm gonna finally get to you.